We hear at the end of the first parak in Maseches Pesachim, learned through Tony Blatt. Tony Blatt, of any Masech, that would be a great accomplishment. But Bifrat, as everyone is aware, the last six Blatt in the first parak is the Sugya Chamura, the Sugya of Chanina Skana Kehanim. And Baruch Hashem, with Siyat Dishmaya, the Chabura, individual Chavrusa Shavs, we're able to make it through the Sugya, introduced to new Musogim, new concepts, new ideas, Tumah V'Taida, Gvalia, accomplishment. It would have been really just to make the Malav Malka just for finishing these six blad itself. I thought that might be a tayelis, just to put things together in the limited amount of time that we have now. A number of things in the letter, the Gemara discussed, and we have to put it back into the Mishnah to see what the maskon of the Gemara was in certain areas. So I'll try to be makatzer, to make it short, just to sort of outline the different sugyas that we went through in explaining the Mishnah. Right, the first thing that we have to know, Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim Omer, this Mishnah, the outline of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah discusses Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. What he says, his chiddush, the Mishnah over here, Be'ikar, is talking about being mitame, kodshim, truma. As an isra in the Torah, a din of mishmeres, Rashi brings, and that's the source of this, of where this halacha comes from, that one is mitzuva, is muzar, to be careful not to be metame kodshim, trum kodshim. And the Mishnah over here discusses certain situations where one may be metame, and Rabbi Chanina says one chiddush in that, Rabbi Kiva is moisif. That's the surah of the Mishnah. The halacha Rabbi Chanina is saying is that when you have two things which are tame, kodshim, the Kehanim didn't refrain themselves from burning the two Basar Tomeis together, even though one had a Tuma Chamura, one had a Tuma Kalo, or different levels of Tuma. That's his halacha. The Kiva adds, a chiddush, Rikiva's Mavur in the Gemara is talking about Shuma, and he's saying a chiddush, even a bigger chiddush in this area as far as being mitame Shuma. That's point number two in the Mishnah. Then Rav Meir in the Mishnah says a halacha, which really is, the Rishonim say why the Mishnah is here. Rav Meir is talking a halacha, which is a Sreif has chomet diga halacha, and he says that in the burning of chomet erev Pesach, midivrehim lamadnu, he takes out of the words of previous tanoim that one may burn shuma tahirim hatmeya, even shuma tahirim. He's saying a bigger chiddush, even shuma tahirim. We never discussed that. The man the omrim before talked about that both things are tame. You're just adding tuma over here. He's talking about when it's actually told. That's Shita number three in the Mishnah. On that, Rabbi Yossi, who is the fourth Shita in the Mishnah, the fourth man to Omer in the Mishnah, argues and he says, Ein ahi hamida. You're learning in the Reim. The man, no, he's saying, no, you can't derive what you want from the source that you're coming from. And he adds, brings in something which seems to be a reference to something which wasn't discussed before, Reb Lezer and Bishua, which we saw in the sugya, Reb Lezer and Bishua, they have machlekes concerning situations when one may be mitame shuma. Reb Yeshua is the makel; he allows us to be mitame shuma. And on that, Reb Yossi says that even though there's a machlekes, and Reb Bishua holds that you could, but they don't argue in such a tzir. And there's no one holds, even Rabbi Yeshua, his meikel, wouldn't allow us to do what Yerub Meir wants to do. That's the Mishnah. That's the Tzuris HaMishnah. Gemara goes to explain, if he could go back to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim, what was he saying? What was his chiddush? What was his edus that he said? Mishnah says that the Kehanim, they had no problem to burn together bosa that was nitma b'vlada tumma and bosa shnitma b'av hatum, even though there's a hayisof. Now, the Gemara right away questions, well, bosa that's nitma from a v'vlada tumma, I just quickly chazer over just the what we know from the sugya. Right, we talk about a v'vlada tumma. V'vlada tumma at first glance seems to be referring to something which is Arishin. Now we have an avatumu. Different things are an av. Av most of the time refers to a source. The source of the tumu, a tumu mace. The av is not necessarily the source. The mace itself is the source. Rashi calls it in many places avi avoisa tumu. The nusach I don't think is found in the Rambam avi avois, but the by tamei mace, the one that touches the mace is also the avatoma. That's where we find by tamei mace other examples also where an avatoma might not necessarily be the actual source, but generally the av is the source, and the one who receives tuma from the av is called the vladatoma. It's a child receiving the av and the tolda. Now, were we to assume that tolda is rishon, that's the first level. After that, we have different levels. It's mivuyu in the Gemara that the furthest level that we have is a revi. The din of revi, that something could become tome or nifsal, is only by kodshim. Kodshim has the chumah that it could act that the tumah will become tome even if it accepts tumah from a shlish, it'll become a revi. By chuma, it doesn't go that far, goes to Shlishi, by Chulin is a Shein. That's Mugun Gemur. Kiva has a different sheet about that, so later. But Kiva also masking that there's Shlishi and Revi. The question just Kiva holds that Chulin is equal to that of Truma, as we saw recently. So when the Mishnah over here says that they were allowed to burn, also that was nitma v'lada tumma, it would seem to me that that's a sheni with something that was nitma from a avatumma. That thing's a rishon. So on that, the Gemara says, so I mean, it was a sheni. It touches a rishon. You know, it comes a sheni. It's not nothing's sheni. It's not be meisiv tumat mos. That's the first Gemara's question. And the Gemara tells us that the v'lada tumma in the Mishnah over here actually is a v'lad. V'lad. It's a shlishi. So we have a shlishi with a rishon, and it's upgrading into a sheni. That's the hisofa at the mission that the Gemara says. The Gemara right away talks about the question, which through the different sugis over here we come across, that there's a concept in tuma isek hayetzibo that an oichel can't be mitame an oichel, a mashke is not mitame a mashke, and therefore the Gemara asks the question over here that, I mean, that there shouldn't be any passing of the tumah at all. These two things are oichlin. As the Gemara discusses, the Gemara brings a posik that we learn who tumah beinu sekiyetze ba posik that the Gemara derives from there that an oichel is not metame an oichel. So bechlal, the Gemara asks, how is there hisaf on tumah? And the Gemara tells us over there's a three machlokes amiroim. The Gemara talks about that true that the Pasuk says that an Oichel is not Metame an Oichel. However, as we mentioned before, you have Chul and Shuma and Kodshim. This Pasuk possibly is only by chulin, shuma, and kachim. Could be metame, or if not both shuma and kachim, but kachim itself. According to another man, the Omar, oichel is metame oichel. And according to these man, the Omar, the Gemara says that the question is not a problem because we're discussing kachim over my kachim. Oichel is metame another oichel. And the Gemara says that even according to the third man, the Omar, Ravina in the Gemara, who says mikramol di brakosov, so on the sugya, which means that the pasuk which tells us in oichel metame oichel is without an exception, and therefore it's referring to kachim also. So according to him, how would we understand the Mishnah? The Gemara says we'll have to understand the Mishnah that it's drabonah, even though in oichel metame oichel that's a din deraisa, but there, as we saw in the sugya, there are many dinim drabonan where the deraisa falls short of passing the tumah, and many dinim that midrabonan it's tumah. Even though in oichel metame oichel that's midraisa, but midrabonan it still is, and therefore that's what the hoisafa and the mishnah over here is a tumah drabonan. Rashi mentioned something over here which after we saw the sugya we could appreciate, that had it come to be that the Amman, the Omrim that say that Oichel is Metame Oichel Mederaisa by Truma, by Kochim, we have a source over here. Where do they see? Otherwise, Rashi says that in the Sugya Leiram, we saw Nevuas Chagai, which the Nevuas Chagai is a very important source in the Dini of Tumah V'Taira. We remember that it was the point of time, Klai Yisrael was in Golos, they were coming back, they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Chagai Hanavi to test the Kehanim to see if their knowledge of Tumah V'Taira, specifically concerning Inyanei HaMikdash, was up to par, and he asked them two questions over there. Where Rashi learns what the question was, the question involved a case where Tumah was passed from Oichel to Oichel, and that's the source, that's a source that in a certain situation, that's talking about Kodshim, that Oichel is Metame Oichel. So on the one hand you have the Pasuk Tomehu, which is talking about, at least about Chun, which Oichel is not metame oichel, and we have the pasuk over there by kachim, which would be a source according to these mandarim. They understand that it's a deraisa in the Vuas Chagai that by kachim oichel is metame oichel. So that would be the source. Rashi says with the mandarim that akoponim by kachim oichel is metame oichel. Taisis is mivar that the mandarim who says that it's also metame truma, even though that pasuk wasn't talking about Shuma, only Kachim, but once the Pasuk in the Torah, which is Einechem Tam Eichel, you can't say Mikr Mola Dibra HaKosov, because definitely that Pasuk is limited, so then there's already a Machlek is over here in Svar, or where to put Shuma, on which side we put Shuma. There are definitely two dinim. There's a din of Chulin on the one hand, Einechem Tam Eichel, by Kachim Eichel is Tam Eichel, and that's the Machlek is where Shuma comes into the picture. If anyone saw that there's a big machlekes actually in the Rishonim about Nevuas Chagai, exactly what the question is, many different shittas in the Rishonim, Tosis over there brings Rabbeinu Tam, that he learns that the case wasn't that the one thing touched the next thing. The pasuk mentions a number of things, lechem, anozid. Rabbeinu Tam learns that they didn't touch one another, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right over here, he says that couldn't be the source that by kachim oichel and tam oichel, and therefore he says a different pasuk that we're also familiar with. The Gemara brings a couple of times that the pasuk by kachim says, "Vabosah sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel." Specifically talking about kachim, that kachon that comes in contact with something which has Hashem tuma lo yeyachel, it itself becomes tami. And Tosfos says that that would be mashma, that would include afilu an oichel. And again, that's the source upon by kachon. And then Machlokes says whether we could compare truma to that or not. Okay, so this is something where the later sugya helps us get the full understanding of the background over here. Rashi brings in, Tosfos brings in. So this is the shita of Chanina Skanda. Kehanim comes out that there's two ways how to understand whether his hoysof over here, whether it's a derayis or drabonin, and that's dependent on the manda omrim, whether by kochim oichas and tamel oichim with derayis or not. That was the first thing that the Gemara discussed. The Gemara continues on now. Second thing, Rabbi Kiva sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah is talking about you have shemen that was nitten from a tful yoyim, and they would put the shemen, they wouldn't refrain themselves from putting the shemen into an air, into a kli, to use the shemen to help light with a ner that was nitma b'tami meis. The ner seemingly is a rishon. That's what the Gemara originally understands. The ner is nitma b'tami meis, and you're putting shemen that was nitma from a tful yoyim. The din of a tful yoyim, when a tful yoyim comes in contact with truma v'kachim, it passels it. The din of posel is by truma, is what we refer to the shlishi level. And therefore, in this case over here, what's happening is that you have the rishon, the kli, which is the rishon. It's upgrading the shemen into a sheni. So in Rabbi Kiva, there's an upgrade, but the Gemara's question over here is that what's the hisofa on Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim? He's saying the same thing. He's upgrading it from a shlishi to a sheni. And that's the Gemara's question over here in understanding Rabbi Kiva in relation to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. What's the upgrade? The Gemara answers based on really a deek in the mission itself, but the Gemara says that actually the case that we're dealing with over here is that even though the ner was nitma from a tamei mace, which that means the ner touches, a person will touch the mace, let's say, so the ner really thinking should have been a rishon, that's usually how it works, such as an av, it's a rishon. The Gemara says that we're speaking about ner shal matchis. And we're over here talks about an important halacha, special din by Tommy Mace. We're learning from Sukkim, Cherev Kecholol, Bachalal Cherev. The Gemara learns that Cherev Harei Kecholol, halacha by Tommy Mace, that a kli matchis, which touches something which is nitma from a mace, it maintains the level. Usually, every tumah always goes down one level. But over here, there's a chiddush. Xeris HaKos of the pasuk tells us by tami mace, kli matchis touches something. If it touches the mace, it maintains the level of mace. If it touches something which was nitma b'mace, like in our case over here, so rather than going down a level to become a rishon tumah, it maintains the level of an ava tumah. And therefore, now we're all over here, what's happening is that when you put the shemen in, it's going from a shlishi to a rishon, not just to a sheni. Now, it's, I guess, helpful to mention that this halacha of cherev harel kecholom is actually a big machlokes in rishonim. The Gemara over here would sound like, that's not how Rashi Tosfos understand, that there's halacha in kli matchis. That's why the Gemara says hochamaskin is a kli matchis. Dafka a metal keli, right? As opposed to anything else, a wood keli or anything like that. Kli yor don't have this halacha. Shita Rambam, and if you learn the Mishnayis, you see the Rav on the Mishnah very clear mentions that you know, it's not limited to Kli Matchis. When the Gemara mentions Kli Matchis, we only mean as opposed to Kli Cheres. But the truth is that this halach applies to Kli Shetef. It means any keli which is tarosoi in mikveh, that you can tar it by putting it into mikveh, has this halacha. So therefore, when the Gemara says over here, Kli Matchis is lav dafka Kli Matchis, Huadin, Kli Eitz, anything else also has this halacha. But the point of the Gemara, that the Gemara is coming to say over here, is that the Haysofa that Rabbi Kiva was Moisir on Rabbi Hanina is because the Ner that we're talking about over here, the Ner itself is an Avatoma, and therefore, when it's Matamid Hashem, and the Shem becomes a Rishon, and that's the Haysofa that he's saying. Now, Tosfos right away makes a mention that if you follow the Cheshim of the Gemara before, that according to Ravina, the Mandor Mikra Mol Dibra Akosot, that Ein Oichel Metama Oichel, Afil by Kochim, so Rabbi Hanina is only Adrabonon. This the Rabbi Hanina, that there's a Tumah over, there's an upgrade in Tumah, is only on the Drabonon Dika level. So according to him, if you want to know what Rabbi Akiva's Haysofa is, right, the answer could be simple, that this is the Raisa. Because according to Mikiva, we're not dealing with a problem of Ein Eichel Metam Eichel. So this could be the Rais Dikit Tuma. So according to Ravina, last man the Omer Gemara, Chanina was only a Tuma Drabonon, but himself over here could have been simply that this is a Rais. And Taisa says that the Iker Kasha of the Sugi is really according to the other man the Omer, that hold that Rav Chanina is talking about a Rais. So on that, they're asking that if so, what Rabbi Kiva be Maisif? On that, the Gemara has to say this. Now, the truth of the matter is that as the Gemara speaks out over here, that there's a dig in the Mishnah that this is what we're talking about. Meaning to say, because the Gemara has another explanation of what the Haysofa is without saying this. And that's why the Gemara asks, "My duchke, right? Why does the Gemara have to learn this case? L'chor, there's a haysof of mitzaracha." The Gemara says, "The haysof would have been a kunch of chaninam. The basar that you're upgrading, it was tomei. It's on level of tomei. A shlishi by kachim is tomei. It could be mitami something else. Whereas Rabbi Kiva is starting with something that." A tfulyam touch it. It's only possible. So the fact that according to Rabbi Hanina, the thing itself has a full tumah level on it. So to add on to that, just a level of tumah, okay, that's one chiddush. But Rabbi Kiva is coming to say that something which starting out is only possible. That means it's closer to taida. It's only possible. It can't extend its tumah anymore. So that in itself could have been a sofa, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says that in the Chanami, that's taka true, but like we mentioned, that there's a dig in the Mishnah. Right? Everyone wants to know why is it necessary to talk about that the Ner was nitten? Well, the Pashup in the Mishnah is before the Gemara said that as Ner Shal Matchis was that the Ner touched an Avatom and the Ner is a Rishon. So why is it necessary to make it that it touches a Tom Yemes? It could have touched a Sheretz for that matter. As long as it touches some kind of Avatom. So this is Gemara's dig, that it seems to be that Rabbi Kiva wants to talk about something which specifically you find by Tomei Meis, something which is special about Tomei Meis, and that's where the dig is, the Vais Techais, that he's taka trying to make this Ner into an Av with the Din which is special to Tomei Meis, Cherev Harei Kecholo. And therefore, even though the way the Ner has become Tomei is by touching Tomei Meis, but it's retaining that level of Tuma because it's Kli Matchis, with the halacha of Cherev Harei Kecholo. So that's the deek of the mission, that regardless, right, whether we have a question, what's the Haysofa or not, but it's Meduik in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva is coming to say that there, amongst other Haysofas, the Haysofa is the fact that we're making it from Shlishi into a Rishon. Going to go quickly just to this next part. Rav Meir in the Mishnah is the next sheet of Midivrei Levanu. It's a big discussion in the Gemara. Just to give it over a little clear, what's the Midivrei Lamanim? The Midivrei Lamanim definitely at first glance sounds like he's talking about someone that was mentioned previously in the Mishnah, Chanina, Rabbi Akiva, and this Gemara more discusses that L'chayda, we wouldn't be able to learn. Rameir's comment to say a chiddush. His chiddush is that you could even be served truma tahirim at Tameya, something just tor, it's totally tor. You could be mitame. Erev Pesach, you come to burn it right now. Now, what could be the source? How could you see such a thing in Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina is talking about that it's already tame. Kiyos al Tigmar, chotch, it's possible, but nothing, neither of the two that it's tor. Where could you get such a chiddush from? So there are actually two shittas in the Gemara. How to learn who the Divrayim is. The first shita the Gemara says is Reish Lakish, Mishum Bakapara, and he says that you're right, Yitaka can't learn from Rav Kiva, Rav Chanina. The Midivrayim that it says in the Mishnah is not what it seems to be, someone that was mentioned in the Mishnah, but Midivrayim is referring to words of Tanan that are Ba'alma, someplace else. That's what Remeir means. And I think Mara tells us that there's a machlokes of Yeshua and Rebbe Lezer. In the machlokes of Yeshua and Rebbe Lezer, this is what Rebbe Meir is learning from. That the same Rebbe Yeshua holds in the case over here, the Gemara comes out, the case over here when you have Shuma Tahara, which it's spilling into Chum Tmeim. That the halacha over there is that in a situation when you don't have kelim to hurt him, so Rabbi Shul holds that you could prevent the truma to hurt to fall into the chulin, and that way you're saving a hefsid of the chulin. It's more to be metamet biyadayim in such a case, and this is where Rabbi Meir is learning. This is in the very Mavanu, the same way Rabbi Shul holds that over there, that something which is on its way to be nifsed, the truma is coming down, it's hoylech li'ibud, you could be metame truma to hoyra b'yadayim. So too, that chometz, truma of chometz, erev Pesach, that its din is to be nisrif, so it's hoylech li'ibud, so then you could be metame. That's what he's learning from over here. This is Rabbi Shlokesh, Sheet and Mishnah, the Rein Lamano means from Rabbi Yeshua. On that, the Gemara says, well, if that's so Rabbi Yossi, who argues on Rameh the Mishnah, that's the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein hi amidah. You can't learn that from there. Why not? Bukhari, it is a good dimin. So on that, the Gemara tells us that over there, it's a special hetter because of Hefsid Chum. That's why Rabbi Yeshua is matter. So he's saying that you couldn't learn this from Rabbi Yeshua. True. That you see from Rabbi Yeshua that b'mokum that it's being that truma is being hilech le'ibud, you're allowed to be metamid, but that's only in a situation where there's a hefsid and because of the hefsid meruv, like the Mishnah tells us, you're allowed to do that. But without a hefsid of chun of something else, it wouldn't be mutter. So therefore, you can't learn from over here. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara tells us that according to this explanation, so the next part of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Lo nechleku, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Ama nechleku, he brings in that their machlekes is only by a tuya, a sophic tumor, but if it's tor, no one says that you could do that. According to this explanation, it's very good that we're bringing in Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua into the Mishnah, but they weren't mentioned before, had they come in here. So according to this explanation, it's good because the Medivrayim that Rabbi Meir was referring to was the Machlikis of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. That's where he was coming from. And on that, Rabbi Yehi said, Enihi Hamida. So that's why he's talking now about Rabbi Yehi, about Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now the truth is that if you remember the Gemara, they're really two Mishnayis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. We just discussed the second Mishnah. As the Gemara explains, that's where he got it from. The first Mishnah, the Gemara wanted to learn it from over there. That the Mishnah says over there by Sofik, that Rabbi Yeshua says that Sofik Truma, you could put it into a place where it could become prone to Tumah. The Gemara wanted to learn, maybe that's where Rabbi Meir got his din from. And that the Gemara says, no, that because that's only a Groma. That's what the Gemara says by us. But it would seem to be that the Rebbe Yeshua that Rebbe Yossi is talking about in this second part of the Mishnah, right, he's talking about Sofik, right? The case of that we discussed when Truma is coming down over there, it's not Sofik, it's totally Tor. So if you work it out, see, he's really talking about the other case. So the Cheshmer is like this, that according to where this Gemara is going, he's saying that your case of Rabbi Shua by Gasel Yoina, that case which is Taka Tor, that you can't learn out because it's Hefsid. He doesn't even address that in the Mishnah. He goes to the other Rabbi Yeshua and he says, maybe you want to learn from that other Yeshua. And then he says, well, that's Sofik. Right? That's a case of Sofik. And this would be, and we're Vadai. Right? Which the truth is that that's not even what the Gemara itself says. The Gemara makes a chiluk between be a daim and not be a daim. But I'll put my pshat in the Mishnah, that's what he's referring to over here. That just finishes off over here with the second sheet in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omen Beis says that no, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah in the Vayim Lamanu Taka means from Rabbi Chinin Iskana Kehanim. The question was that Rabbi Chinin Iskana Kehanim is not talking about something which is Torah, not being mitam something which is Torah over there. It's Tameh. So in that, the Gemara explains, and this is what the Gemara originally even saw might be necessary to say, that actually we're talking about something, the Shlishi, that we're talking about, that we're upgrading, its whole Tumah is only a Tumah Drabon. Midaraisa is Taka Tor. And nevertheless, they were Metameh it, so you see that you could be Metameh, even something which is Tor, in a case when it's Hailech Le'ibut. So what we just did now was that we said that you could learn from Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim to be mitame, something which is Tor, you could learn that from him if we assume that he's talking about something, the Shlishi, that its whole Tumah is only a Tumah Drabona. That's what Gemara says. On that, Gemara says, well, if that's so what is Rav Yossi arguing? Rav Yossi Eini Hamida. Why can't you learn from over there? So Gemara says something which brings on another the whole next sugya. And the Gemara says over here that we're actually talking about something, the basar over here, which is the shlishi, it was nitma from something which is questionable whether that tumor that's going to be caused is a deraisa or drabonon. And that is the machlekes Remeir and Rabbi Yossi. As we just explained before, that Remeir is only able to learn from over here that it can be metami, something which is Tor, only if we assume that the Tumah is a mere Drabona. That means in the Raisa it's Tor. So if you mitame something which the Midaraisa is Tor. But were it to be that it's Tomei Midaraisa, then you wouldn't have a source. So, and that in itself, the Gemara says, is the Machlaikas. Because, Zakar B'Yimia, that the case is that this Basar over here was Nitma from Mashkin. Mashkin Tmeim, Mashkin Shniim, came in contact with this basar. I mean, this basar now received his tumah from Mashkin. And the Gemara proceeds to tell us that there's actually machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yitame, Rabbi Yosi Yitame, whether Mashkin are metame achirim midarais or not. That's a machlokes. Even if Mashkin could be makabel tumah midarais, or whether they could pass on tumah, that's a machlokes. Rabbi Yitame, that Mashkin were not metame achirim midaraisa, and that's why he holds over here that the tumah by Rabbi Chanina is a mere drabon, midaraisa is Tor. Nevertheless, he could be metame, so that's a source that you could be metame. You could upgrade something from a level of taira midaraisa to tum midaraisa. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, is of the mother of the time, Rabbi Yossi holds that tumas Mashkin metame achirim is midaraisa, that Mashkin could metame others midaraisa, so therefore, in this case, the tumah of the basar is the raisa. So that's why, according to him, there's no source to such a thing that you can metame something which is Tor. Because according to him, it's Tomei. The lower level one, you're upgrading from a lower level Tumah to a higher level Tumah. But there's no source over here to be metame something which is Tor. Now, as we went further, another couple of black Vaita over here, Rishon already asked the question that we see. Rav already tells us in the Gemara, Afid Ches, that that Loi Rabbi Yosi Sover Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosi personally doesn't hold that Mashkin Amatama Achem Deraisa. So Rashi and Taisis discussed the question over here. How could the Gemara over here tell us that Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah of Zan Rameir? The Gemara says because he holds a Taime that Tumas Mashal Tama Achem is the Deraisa, so he doesn't hold like that. Taisis actually asked this Kashim right away, it's new to Gemara, later on. So he asked the Kasha right away over here on Tezvav Omer Beis when the Gemara says Rabbi Yosi the Taimei. In fact, this is the Kasha that we see the Gemara later on. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold like that. So because the Tosfos says, and we'll end with this, that Tosfos says that you're right. As the Gemara later on says that the Brayse that the Gemara brings, that Rabbi Yosi in this Brayse says that Tumas Mashal Tam Acherim is Midiraisa. He's talking in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and he doesn't hold like that. And he's saying over Shitas Rabbi Akiva. That's what he's saying. And therefore, when the Gemara is saying L'taimei, comes out that Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah is really talking in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Right? On that, Tosfos proceeds to ask, so if so, what's the machlokes? That means that Rabbi Yosi himself holds that Mashkin and Amtam Achim Deraisa. That means he would agree with Remeir. So then what is the argument with Remeir? Right? He's saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, it wouldn't be so. Well, L'chayda, you know, Remeir is not argumenting. Remeir is saying his personal shita. So Tosfos comes out, and Tosfos says, to explain this Gemara, a little change in what's going on, that Machlaikis in the Mishnah is actually Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That's the Machlaikis. According to Rabbi Akiva, or mashkin mitam acher midiraisa. Now, just very quickly, since everyone saw the Gemara already, so we can try to say this very, very bekitzer, as follows. The source that the Gemara brings later on, that mashkin mitam acher midiraisa, the pasuk talks about a din when you have a sheretz comes into the avir of a kli cheres. The pasuk says, anything which is inside becomes tameh. The next pasuk proceeds to explain, when we say, it doesn't mean everything. Kalim are not tameh. Right? Like we just saw, from a base, Gemara saw the Gemara there. What's tameh? As the pasuk proceeds to say. Now, Rabbi Kiva, concerning the first part of the pasuk, when the meichel is in the kelim, the meichel becomes tamei now from this kli cheres. Rabbi Kiva, he's the one who darshens yitma getamei. The pasuk says yitma he darshens getamei. It's from tamei achirim. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita that the din of chulin is kikasheni eis shlishi b'chulin. Rabbi Kiva darshens yitma getamei, and that's what Rabbi Yosi holds. Well, if you use that way of darshening yitmi yitame into the second part of the pasuk, we call mashka sheyishose, which is the case when you have mashka in the klicheres. Klicheres, sheretz comes in, klicheres becomes tame, and in turn it's mitame the mashke. And that the pasuk says the mashke is yitma. If you darshen yitmi yitame, that tells me that the mashke is mitame acherim. So that's the source that mashke is mitame acherim deraisa. And that's why it should be kipshuta in the sugya. According to Bikiv, if you hold the Joshua yitmi yitame, you should be holding that mashkis mitame acher midiraisa. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds, and that's what Rabbi Yosi over here in that braisa and in our Mishnah says that the mashki, which is mitame the bosa is tame midiraisa, and therefore there's no source to take from over here that you could be mitame tor. Remeir's of Tosfos, on the other hand, holds differently. And Remeir holds that true Rabbi Kiva holds Yitmi Yitame, and in the first part of the pasuk, which is talking about Meichel, he takes that over there, that the din of Meichel Sheni Zoyse Shlishi B'chun. However, Remeir says that the second part of the pasuk, which is talking about Mashke Yitmo, like we saw in the Gemara, according to other Manda Omrim, learn that pasuk is not talking about Mashke becoming Tame. That pasuk is talking about the mashke being machshir the meichel. The hemshach of the pasuk is that mikol ha'oichel asheyeyachel, the oichel inside will become tamei, provided mikomashkan sheyishase if it was hukshar the kabel tumah for mashkin. So according to that, the pasuk is bechal not talking about mashkin becoming tummy. So therefore, even if we learn to yid migitame, the yid migitame is not talking about mashkin becoming tummy. So therefore, in this pasukim, there's no source, not discussing at all mashkin becoming tummy. And that's why Tosfos says that that's the machlokes over here. That Rabbi Kiva Takadash is Yitmitame. That's the first part of the pasuk. But depending on what the second part of the pasuk is talking about, that'll be a difference whether we could derive from this pasuk, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Mashkel Tamachem is the Raisina. And that's the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. And that's, therefore, in our Mishnah, what their machlokes is. Because again, Rabbi Yemiya tells us that the case in the Mishnah is that the Bosa became Tomei from Mashke. If the din of Tumas Mashke is Midaraisa, like Rabbi Yosi holds, it's Mitame Bosos, and there's no source that you can Mitame something which is Tor, because that thing is Tomei Midaraisa. But according to Rabbi Meir, Meir holds according to Rabbi Kiva, that Mashke, the Tamacherim, is not Midaraisa. So therefore, this that the Mashke was Mitame the Bosa in our Mishnah, Zom Rabban, Midaraisa, it's Tor, and nevertheless, you're able to be metame it, so that would be a source that something which is halach li'ibud is mutter to be metame even something which is Torah.